Hey guys, what is going on? Welcome to another episode. Man, we are rocking these out.
I know. We're up in the 20s now.
We're up in the 20s, absolutely. And I like this new format because it gives me a chance to take a break and you take a break in between.
Yeah, you start getting a little bit itchy after a while.
I am already itchy.
I could just sit and talk forever, and you're like, you're like when we do the hour long episodes, you're just like sitting there like, I gotta do something. Yeah. I gotta go to the bathroom. I gotta answer these messages. I gotta stand up. And having this format gives you a few minutes between to...
I may be big, but I gotta move.
Yeah.
But we're gonna switch it up a little bit. We're not gonna talk a video game right now, Tyler.
What?
I know, we're not gonna talk a video game.
Well, why are we recording?
Because you told me to come over.
Yeah.
I know, it sucks. Oh, well, there you go. Okay. If you heard that, dogs are out there barking and playing.
Yeah, they're already trying to get rid of you now.
Yeah, they are. They're excited to hear about what we're about to talk about.
Maybe. So if we don't have any video games left to talk about, what should we talk about?
Toys.
Toys?
More specifically, toys that is now a movie to help produce more toys that doesn't need to be helped because they sell so many in the first place.
Trolls?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to talk about the Lego Movie 2.
That's not Trolls.
I know, because we haven't seen Trolls 2, which is supposedly a development or announcement.
Is that happening?
I think so. First one made a crap load of money. So
I know, and it was actually surprisingly not as sucky as I thought it would be. We watched it at the school sometimes, and it was entertaining for what it was. It's not a bad movie.
But we're not here to review Trolls.
Okay.
We're here to review The Lego Movie 2 starring Chris Pratt.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to start with this one. So one of the sides to me, outside of being a big video game guy, outside of being a big Power Ranger guy, all that kind of stuff, I love Legos.
And they gave us free Legos.
They did. It was a good one, too.
I am going to try to not let that sway my decision, but I'm already a little bit biased towards them because they gave us free Legos at the movie for going to see the Lego movie.
Unfortunately, and I know I shouldn't be complaining because it was something free, it's not an exclusive piece. It's Emmett's Peace Offering, which I'm not going to spoil anything because it says it right on the package. But, you know, you can go buy them at Walmart or Target for like $4 or $5.
Yeah,
but still it was free.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start with this one. And I remember I told you when we went to the movie... when the first Lego movie came out, I remember going to, rest in peace, Toys R Us, and going to the Lego section, like, wow, I want that one and that one and that one and that one.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to go see the new ones that are out, there were none that I, there was maybe one that I kind of wanted. After seeing the movie, I don't really want it because it's not a big part of the movie. I think I told you what it was. I'll tell you off screen because I don't want to spoil anything.
Okay, I can tell you. I did not go to the toys section to look at Lego Movie 2 action figures, but after watching the Lego Movie 2, there are two sets that I confirmed with Mike do exist, and I do want them now.
And there's one now that I do want. My sister actually got it that I think it's one of the ones that we want, both want. It was the Ultra Kid.
The one?
I'm gonna say it, but that's not gonna be a spoiler. It's the Ultra
Unikitty?
The big one. Yeah, that one's cheap too. Get it at Walmart, it's a little bit cheaper.
Okay.
But of course there's gonna be other waves, I'm sure. Like I told Tyler for Rex's ship, if they do like a big large scale of that one, I would love to get my hands on that. But I was kinda surprised that when I was there was nothing really that I wanted. And you know, for the first one, there was, you know, my favorite one that I have from the first one is Benny Spaceship, Spaceship, Spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
That's my big one. And then I've got, like, Bad Cop Pursuit and a few other ones. But there was none that really jumped out at me for this one.
And I don't know if it's defunct or if they've just slowed down or what. You might have more information on this about Lego Dimensions.
Yeah, it's done. There's going to be
done?
No more yet.
Okay. Because I know Lego Dimensions really scratched that itch for me. I loved having Lego Dimensions because I was able to get Legos and put them together, but also integrate it into like my video game love. And so that was like really good for me. And I liked having that. And, but then I know they all started going, a lot of the packs started going on clearance and they started kind of wiping them off shelves. And I was like, I don't know if they're just like taking a break or like what's going on, but that's like over.
It seems to be all the Toys to Life is done,
okay.
Unfortunately. But going into the
Starlink movie, made sure of that.
Yeah.
I am still mad about Starlink. We're not going to go back into it this time, but ugh.
Rip. But so I just want to point out, or I just want to say about this movie is I really still enjoyed it for what it was. I thought, I mean, I'm just going to say I love the movie. I really did.
It was a thoroughly enjoyable film. It was not as good as the first Lego movie.
No, it was not, but for what it was...
Yeah, I would say it's also probably not quite as good as Lego Batman. It is... I will say it's a lot better than Ninjago.
Okay.
But that's not... I was telling Haven about this, actually. I'm not sure that's really a fair comparison. Because
we're all different.
Ninjago felt like it suffered a lot more. The humor tried to be the same, but whether it was because it was a lesser-known franchise or whether it was just the cast or what, I'm not sure. But, like, the Lego movie and Lego Batman I see as, like, both, like, up here. Kind of, like, really, really good Lego movies. And I see Ninjago, like, way down here. You know? Like, it's not that it's a bad movie. It's just it's not nearly the Lego movie that the last couple were.
Well, I think it's because what they're trying to do is, you know, it's a moneymaker for them, and it helps push sets.
Yeah.
But they have so many sets that they don't really honestly need to do that for all of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Lego movie was different because it was a whole new franchise, essentially, than Lego Batman and then Ninjago.
Yeah.
Now, for this one... My biggest gripe for this movie, and this is as big a spoiler as I can, a lot of the main characters from the first one are still there,
yeah.
But they seem to kind of take a little bit of a backseat, you know, like Unikitty and Benny and all that, and Metalbeard. They're all there, and it focuses more on Emmett and Lucy, which is fine.
Yeah.
But that was kind of one thing. But they, you know, they introduced a new batch of characters, and of course new sets for people to buy, because... they have to. That was one of my biggest gripes. But in general, I thought the movie was funny. There was never a time where I thought there was anything really dull. You know.
And it's got Lord and Miller's like signature humor to it.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think that's part of the reason that Ninjago suffered a little bit was that, you know, the first Lego movie was like their brainchild. That was like their... And, you know, now it's... Into the Spider-Verse. And, you know, Into the Spider-Verse was, like, one of my favorite movies ever. Just, like, I loved Lego Movie those years ago. What was that, like, 2014? Something like that?
Yes.
First Lego Movie. And they started kind of taking a little bit more of a back seat with each movie. Like, they were less involved with Batman and even less involved with Ninjago. I think to the point... With Ninjago, I think they were, like, associate producers or something like that. But they didn't do any of, like, the writing or directing or anything. And I think that was part of the reason that the tone in the movie itself suffered a little bit.
I agree.
This one, it's not directed by them, but they came back into the writer's chairs. They wrote Lego Movie 2. And I think that helped this one kind of come back to form a little bit. Like I said, for me at least, not quite as good as the first one or Lego Batman, but it's like right there. I'd say, you know, the three of those are like a nice little trilogy.
Yes.
And then Ninjago is just kind of like the weak one.
And you see, I could be biased on this one, but I would put this one maybe a little bit above Lego Batman, honestly.
Okay.
Just because I really enjoyed the first one. I really enjoyed this one. And I got... no spoilers, but, you know, this movie is produced by WB, which owns DC. So, of course...
There are a lot of... Yeah, there are some references and gags at the expense of Marvel.
And they're still taking shots at Green Lantern, which is great to me.
Yeah, they take some pot shots at their own DC characters and also at Marvel, and it's kind of... It feels fair. It doesn't feel like, you know, like, oh, we've got DC, so they're good. It's like they make fun of their characters just as much as they make fun of the Marvel franchise in this movie. So, but I think that's kind of what makes it fun is, you know, they're not afraid to be like, okay, let's make fun of everything. Kind of like a family-friendly South Park.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But that was one thing I really enjoyed about that one. And, you know, Batman still played a big presence in this movie. And, you know, Will Arnett is fantastic. I can't see anybody else playing a version of Batman.
I was telling Haven, I'm like, I think Will Arnett is my favorite Batman voice. Really? Not necessarily my favorite Batman, but as far as like Batman voices go, nothing can beat Will Arnett for me right now.
You see, for me, it's a little different. Like, I love him doing like more of the comedy style Batman, like what he's in. But I don't think you can put him as like the 1993 Kevin Conroy run Batman. That's the thing. Yeah. If it's more the lighthearted, yes, but I still gotta have Kevin Conroy for like that darker tone of Batman or the Justice League. But for any like for like Teen Titans yeah. Go, for Lego Batman, for the Lego movie, anything like that, I definitely gotta have Will Arnett.
Yeah.
So I think they found the perfect comedy style for Batman in that one.
And I love this one has gone like full movie musical. There's yes. At least, I think, like, what, 6 or 7, like, original songs
and
in here?
Every single one of them is fantastic.
They're all really good.
All of them are great.
My personal favorite, I won't spoil it here, but there is a duet between one of the younger sister's Legos and Batman. That just, it's probably one of my favorite moments in the whole movie. I just love it. But there's others, like Tiffany Haddish, who most of you guys probably know her at this point, one of the hot new comedians of our age. Mm-hmm. She plays one of the younger sister's Legos, and she's got like a few numbers, and they're all really good. I was surprised, pleasantly surprised with her kind of half singing. Some of it was more of like a hip hop style, but I was pleasantly surprised with her performance in here.
Yeah.
And again, no spoilers, but there is a cameo in this one that is almost as good as Will Ferrell's at the end of the first one. It was unexpected, but really fun for me.
It was in a couple scenes they were there.
Yeah,
which was great because they really poked fun at that cameo and what was happening.
Yeah.
Which I'm not going to spoil it because I'm using my head for once. I'm more awake this time. Just in general, the whole movie from start to finish, you know, Chris Pratt has come such a long way in such a short amount of time, and it's like, they even took a shot at him, and for every, you know, what he's done, being, you know, in Jurassic World, and being Star-Lord and everything, and he's like, yeah, I'm all this stuff, and then just...
And it's kind of insane, because this poor dude has, like... I can't really think of anything he's actually done wrong.
No, not
but
at all.
He's become almost like such a squeaky clean image that people are like digging at this point, like hardcore digging for like reasons to come up with scandals and like bash him in the news just so they have some sort of news and scandal about Chris Pratt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gotten kind of silly to me. It's almost funny because like I'll be scrolling through my news feed and there'll be some article trying to like bash him for like falling in love again and getting married, and it's like, guys, this was about as amicable a story as you could imagine. Like, just let the dude live his life, you know. Or like now that he's becoming more and more public about his religion and his Christianity, people are like they're coming up with like bash articles about like him being religious and stuff, and it's like, what the heck, guys? There are these people that have like these like scandals, you know, like they cheated on their celebrity wife and they, you know, are snorting cocaine every night before they like record their scenes or whatever the case may be. And it's like they're having to like force themselves to write these bash articles just so someone will read their articles about Chris Pratt at this point. It's like, this is just silly at this point. But that's neither here nor there. We're talking about Legos.
We love Chris Pratt. We should have him on the podcast.
Yes. We, at least at this point, Chris Pratt has done nothing to make us not like him.
Exactly.
We think he's pretty cool.
And honestly, like, the beginning of the movie, which you can kind of tell what it is in the trailers and everything, what's changed from the first movie to this one. And
it goes like full Mad Max, and it's
really
awesome. And I'm not talking like full Mad Max, just like kind of, you know, it kind of feels like Mad Max. I'm talking like full on references to like the crazy like race cars and stuff from Mad Max. And it's awesome.
And what I love about it is you have Emmett, who's still the same character that he was in the first movie, in this new world. And it's like, I could totally see Chris Pratt still being the same character if our world ever became like
yeah.
that. And it was fantastic.
In Mad Max, Chris Pratt would still just be Chris Pratt.
He really would. He really honestly would. And I think that's what really made this movie so worthwhile. And it was like, you got to grow up, and he tries to grow up, but then he realizes, you know, you can't really change who you are.
You have to. It's another one of those kind of heavy-handed messages about like, embrace who you are, just be yourself kind of things. And it's like, there are a lot of movies that go really heavy-handed, and it gets, like, preachy. Mm-hmm. This one didn't feel like that. This one felt like it portrayed that message really earnestly without sacrificing the quality of the movie to do it.
Absolutely. And I adored it. I really did. I thought it was fantastic. Again, not as good as the first one, but I could be biased just because of how big of a Lego fan I am. I'm hoping that the next wave that they produce of the actual toys, there might be one or two that I want to get. Because, again, this movie was made also to produce toys, like most children's movies are. But I loved it. I really did. I think it was great. I thought the cameos that were in it was fantastic. I thought the shots that they're still taking on those. And it's not just, look at us taking shots at ourselves, take shots at ourselves. It's legitimately like, yeah, we're going to take a shot at ourselves. And it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And it's even funnier for me just because I know how big of a fan of Green Lantern you are. So every time they do, I always stop and I look at you just to see what you do. And you never do anything. And I just know in your head, you're like,
Jesus. Well, it's like, I think that's just part of, and I think part of it why we click, why we compliment each other, is because I tend to be more like chill and laid back, and it's like, okay, they make fun of Green Lantern. I mean, you know, Ryan Reynolds did the same thing in Deadpool.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
He sits just like bad mouthing his own Green Lantern movie in both of the Deadpool movies, and it's like, that's fine. But it's like, you're the opposite. If there's something you don't like or something you do like, you'll like freak out. You'll like jump out of your seat and start like screaming. And they're like little kids, like, what the heck?
Just wait until Endgame comes out. If I've mentioned it before, if at Endgame, when they have an inevitable big fight, and even if it's just in the background, not even there, but you could tell who they are, and you see a giant rock fist or maybe some fire. Maybe someone's stretching out, or maybe just some villain getting beaten up and you don't know who's beating him up. Mm-hmm. I am going, the theater's going to be full, Tyler, but you are going to see me just explode. Literally explode. And I'm going to lose my mind. Yeah, well.
We might have to get, like, separate seats. I don't want any, like, bits of
metal. I will find you. Tyler, did you see? I don't mind doing that.
You're so obnoxious.
Can we go back to finishing up?
Yes. Sorry. To do today.
So, I love this movie. I've been doing better about saving money on things and waiting until sales or, you know, Black Friday.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to break a rule for me with this one and just end up picking this up the day it comes out. I'm not always big about going back to a theater over and over.
Word of warning. The first movie had Everything Is Awesome.
Yeah.
It was a super catchy pop song, and it got stuck in everybody's heads. There's a song in this film that is just way worse.
Yep.
And it's like that on purpose. I can't spoil it, even though as much as I want to. It is very purposefully made to emulate that kind of catchy pop sound of Everything Is Awesome, but it's also a primary plot point. I can't say anything more about it without ruining part of the story. But there is another, like, earworm in this movie that you need to be afraid of.
Yes. So, get ready for that. I guess one of the other little side of the things was Will Ferrell was not physically in the movie. He did provide his voice for a few
yeah.
clips.
Yeah.
You know, I would have liked to see a little more maybe with... I can't spoil it. I don't want to say what it was. So
yeah.
I want to watch that one. But they got rid of a character early on when something was going on, so he didn't really play a part in it, which kind of sucks. I'd like to see what that character's been up to. Mm-hmm. But, again, I love this movie. I thought it was fantastic. I'm not going to say it was perfect, but I'm just going to jump right to it. I'm going to give it a solid 9 out of 10. I really enjoyed it. And I'm going to be even more honest with you, Tyler, if those characters that were so big in the first one that, yes, were in this one, were not really more delegated to the side and had a little bit more screen time with everything, I probably would have given this a 9.5, if not a 10.
Okay.
Just because I loved it that much. I didn't even have to get up to go to the bathroom in it, because I always have to freaking go. I have to go to the bathroom again. But this one, I just couldn't. I was laughing. There was never a dull moment where I was like, okay, it's kind of slow. It really worked with me.
Yeah.
I absolutely adored this movie.
Good.
So don't be surprised if this is in my top 3 at the end of the year.
All right.
For our top 10 movies.
Okay.
Spoiler alert for 10 months, 11 months in the future.
I was going to say an 8. I was thinking 8 out of 10.
It's a super solid movie. Like I said, for me, not quite as solid a punch as the first one or Lego Batman, but it is a really, really well-made movie and a return to form for this franchise specifically.
So we'll see what happens next. Obviously, they could do another one. Who knows? But knowing them, probably because money and...
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Money from the movie, money from selling more sets.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching another episode with us. We'll be back in a week or two or three or never. Well, hopefully not never. For more fun, I'm going to have a review of Jump Force, I'm sure. We'll talk about some other video game news that's mm-hmm. out. Tyler might have some more thoughts because hopefully he'll be done with Kingdom Hearts
hopefully.
By then.
Yeah.
And we'll go from there. So, guys, thanks so much for watching. We'll see you guys soon.
See ya.
Bye.